I really hope that that is the actual reason why people haven't been posted. But if it is a question of people just, yeah, being shying away because it seems not to be the in thing on social media, I don't listen to social media too much, the trends and everything. Do what you gotta do. But yeah, I hear your point, Anonymous, loud and clear. Thank you so much for that. But talking about 2019, I'm hoping to travel this year. I really hope that I will be afforded an opportunity to travel. Not far. I don't want to travel far. So I want to travel into Africa. Madagascar, I want to see if I can't maybe fly in there. Or maybe. I've been hearing about Nigeria from many individuals. I've been hearing some good stories and some bad stories. It is a country I would love to visit, Nigeria. Talking about that, though, I mean, it's a common and very popular New Year's resolution to travel more, and many people wishing to visit new places both locally and abroad. And often the goal is set that at the end or the beginning of the year, they will be traveling somewhere out there. Founder of the Discount Traveler website, Jonathan Pepler, joins you then to talk about travel in 2019, looking at the latest trends and also how you can get a holiday on the cheap. Because, hey, let's be frank about it, traveling is not cheap. So, do you plan to travel anywhere this year? Would love to find out from you. Where do you wish to go and why? I'm saying Madagascar and Nigeria. But on that note, Jonathan, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, it's funny. First of all, I know we didn't plan to talk about that. Nigeria, you know, you get some good conversations around it and you get some bad ones around it. But it's just that country that I'm like, I actually want to see it for myself.
Well, it's a fantastic destination. It's just been developing over the last 3 years. Economy-wise, it's just been booming. And from a tourism perspective, it's an amazing destination to go and visit. So I would definitely suggest that, you know, you take the time and maybe make a micro holiday of it. You know, Nigeria isn't that far away. And, you know, I'll be going into things like micro holidays in a second, which means, you know, effectively that you don't even have to go for a week or two. You can go for 3 days and be back at work on Monday, you know, and experience Nigeria if you plan it right, you know. Mm.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're going to talk about the Discount Travel website a bit later on. But, I mean, talking about the latest travel trends, what are the latest travel trends? I mean, climate hopping is apparently a thing. What is this?
Well, climate hopping is a very interesting phenomenon that's actually taken over. It's really progressing where people are going to destinations where they can experience extreme temperatures. So when I say this, I mean they would like to actually be in an area where on Friday they're chilling at the beach and it's nice and warm, and by Saturday night they're actually in an alpine resort having a skiing experience. And they don't want to have to travel too far to have this differentiation in the experience. So great examples of this are places like New Zealand, Argentina, but you don't have to go all the way there. South Africa is a very diverse example of a travel destination where you can get a little bit of everything. And a great example of climate hopping would be in the Eastern Cape in summer, where you could actually have a very nice safari on a Friday, looking at amazing animals and experiencing the bush. But then you could find yourself in Tiffendal Ski Resort, which is a year-long alpine ski resort and one of the rated one of the top 19 alpine ski runs in South Africa by CNN. And basically, you know, it's there in Barkly East, so the case is, it's so accessible and it's so easy to get there, and you just get the best of both worlds. At the one moment you're eye level with the bushveld, and the next moment you're sky high in the mountains enjoying the snow. It really is something different to experience.
Ah, it sounds like it's different. To you joining the conversation 10 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock, we're chatting to the founder of the Discount Traveler website, Jonathan Pepler, who joins you to talk about travel in 2019 from the latest trends, also on how you can get a holiday, on the with cheap rates. 021-446-0567. We want to find out from you. Do you plan to travel anywhere this year? Where do you wish to go and why? Give us a shout. Let's have a conversation. Jonathan, I mean, let's be frank about it. Traveling is not cheap. So how and where can I get cheap overseas or local holidays? How does this work?
Well, the thing is, it's quite a bit about timing. And what I mean with that is when you book a long time ahead of time, you're obviously going to get a better rate because the agencies and the airlines and the establishments, they love selling out their accommodation, their flights, their car hire ahead of time, and to be able to plan ahead of time. You can imagine when you know, someone comes to you at the last minute and wants something, then you're going to be paying a little bit more in that regard. But a few great tips on that is always look at the great websites, you know, the steadfast ones like bookings.com and the up and coming, actually it's taken over in the residential accommodation sector like Airbnb, which really is something very different. But not to exclude the guest houses, bed and breakfasts and self-caterings. And that's where Discount Traveler, for instance, is a great example to allow you to find out all the information you'd like to know about the area, the people, and the establishments, and then book directly. Now, when booking directly, something very interesting happens. Firstly, you usually get to talk to the people on the ground level. You're not going through just the internet. It's not just a cold experience of getting your accommodation. You get to ask poignant questions. Where do I go? What can I see? What can I expect when I walk into my room? And above and beyond that, when booking direct, you don't pay any commission to a third-party agent, which actually puts an extra buck in the hand of the establishment and supporting the economy without the money leaving the country, but at the same time not paying more than what you would anywhere else. A fourth great option is to join loyalty programs such as the Entertainer, which is absolutely amazing when it comes to package deals at very affordable prices. Now, when you have found something like the Entertainer, they actually go and they negotiate great packages that they put together for you. And at the end of the day, you can get the most bang for your buck by joining this. This does require a relationship to be built up. Sometimes it requires I'm not talking for the Entertainer, but sometimes in these cases it requires a sign-up fee to build up some kind of a loyalty or point system. And just to be aware of what that is, how that works, and how you can get the most out of it. Because I think a lot of people are traveling at this very moment, and they're not getting the most out of it because it's not being, can I say, recorded in a way on a profile where they can actually, you know, get something back. It's almost like the frequent flyer miles that everyone's very aware of, but not everyone's signed up, you know. Brands love loyalty. And the more loyal you can be to, for instance, British Airways when flying overseas, the better you're going to, the more benefits you're going to draw. Just on that example, something like having a business account with a airline and getting access to the business lounge before you leave on your long flight can make a massive difference in your experience while traveling. I've had the privilege of going into a business lounge once or twice, once in South Africa and once overseas, and it's just amazing what is on offer in these areas. You know, free food, a little place to maybe have a kip, if that's what you'd like to do, you know, some entertainment, you know. So definitely look into benefits of loyalty programs as well.
And talking about South Africans, I mean, are we expecting more South Africans to travel this year, and where are they likely to go?
Well, to be honest, in the economy, when looking at the dollar, we are staying marginally the same, but we are also to an extent almost strengthening. We're learning. We're really getting to a point where we can stretch our back. So we actually promote domestic travel. So first and foremostly, it's important, and when I say we, I'm talking about the tourism industry as a whole, is that we need to see our own country. We need to go get in the car, drive 250 kilometers in any direction, and experience South Africa for what it really is. Because when you do that, you get the opportunity to see South Africa in a different light. You get to meet different people, different cultures, different ways. History is, South Africa is so rich with history. And like I said earlier, South Africa contains almost like examples of a little world. You know, if you go to Durban, let me explain it like this. If you go to Durban for, let's say, a week, you can go into the Durbanville Hills and actually experience, to an extent, what Scotland feels like. We've got French Hook, just around the corner here, which literally translates into the French Quarter. You know, we have all kinds of biomes, all kinds of fauna and flora. We are one of the most diverse countries when it comes to a rich history, and the people who have come here over the years and settled here and built you know, our country. So a case would be to travel local and support local and have fun in doing that. But we are also seeing the trend of going overseas, which is really fantastic, and then coming back with experiences. People do not just travel these days for business and to go and see the normal sites. They go out and they want to experience something. So you were saying you want to go to Nigeria. I would like to go to Siberia at some point. I would like to go see Tunguska. You know, there's a lake there called Lake Baikal, which is just an amazing place that if you just type in Lake Baikal or Tunguska into Wikipedia, you'll very quickly see why my interests are piqued there. And one of the great reasons is not only the ice fishing, but the natural beauty and the phenomena that's happened there. So you want to come back with an experience, and that is one of the key factors of traveling overseas at the very moment.
So just as we finish off the interview, Jonathan, I mean, from your side, you know, coming from Traveler, the Discount Traveler website, what's the advice then for planning a holiday? Your final advice to the listeners?
Well, the first and foremost thing is set a goal. Set what you want to do. What do you want to experience on this time? What do you want to achieve? Many people want to go and do eco-traveling, eco-tourism, which means that they don't just want to go and experience the lovely nature and everything else. They actually want to contribute to it. Is that something you'd like to do? For instance, the difference between the Seychelles and Mauritius. Don't go to the Seychelles thinking that you're going to be doing water sports and that kind of thing, because it's actually an extremely serene and protected environment. So if you're going to the Seychelles, expect something really romantic and really intimate and quiet, and the service is just amazing. But when you're going to Mauritius, be sure to know that you're going to get yourself into some serious partying and having a lot of fun on the beaches, and there's going to be jet skis and that. So, you know, it's managing expectations, and that is at the end of the day where, you know, traveling is not cheap. Traveling is an investment in yourself, and once you know why you're going and what you're going to an extent experience while doing it, it just fulfills your expectations, and it just makes the value of traveling at the end of the day so much more.
All right. Jonathan, listen, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. And I suppose it's as simple as just going to your website, Discount Traveler website, for people to just come in and see what you're all about, right?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, we're basically an information website for everything you'd like to know about establishments nationwide in South Africa. And we promote booking direct with the establishments, meaning that we are assisting all South African establishments at ground level and just trying to make an absolute difference.
All right, Jonathan, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the show. A very good morning to you. That is Jonathan Pepler, founder of Discount Traveler. Maybe